As many of you will know, I'm from Sheffield. And in Sheffield, we've got two football teams, Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday. And between these two teams, there's a huge amount of rivalry. I follow with amused interest these rivalries on match days between my Facebook friends. It's a typical banter between rival fans, but sometimes that banter gets a bit heated. And without fail, someone will say, "Come on, guys, we're all Sheffield, aren't we?" At times, the PR industry could learn a lot from my Facebook friends. We're all PR, aren't we? Well, sometimes I wonder. It seems to me far too often when a PR agency comes in for some criticism, be it from journalists or from bloggers, for something they've done or something they haven't done, it's often the other PR practitioners and agencies who bring to bear the harshest criticisms. Rather than seeing the criticism as potentially damaging to the entire industry, it just becomes another stick to beat a perceived rival and score a few petty points. Now, I'm not going to name and shame, because it's not really my thing, and if I did, I'd be doing the thing I dislike. But it's fair to say I've seen UK agencies kick other agencies when they're taking flak, which is odd, as I'd wager most of these agencies would advise their clients to avoid publicly criticising a competitor when it could be seen as opportunist. I thought as an industry we're a bit better than do as I say, not as I do. I've noticed the agencies that seem to come in for the most stick are the newer ones and agencies that are trying to do things that are a bit different, a bit out of the ordinary. And I do wonder how much of this criticism is driven by old PR's fear of the new and of change. But whatever the reason, I just don't like it. But all industries have rivalries and infighting, you might be thinking. Why does it matter so much with PR? Well, in my opinion, it matters because the work we do is still so widely misunderstood by the general public. We spent so much time focused on clients' reputations, we've forgotten the reputation of our own industry. Such visible backstabbing amongst ourselves, for many, will confirm the worst stereotypes about public relations as a profession and public relations practitioners as individuals. So come on, guys, let's remember we're all PR, aren't we? Next time one of our number attracts some overstated flak, let's remember it's not just the individual or agency that suffers, but the whole of PR as an industry. Our industry.